Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on. Damn, y'all ain't show no love to the platform. All right, thank you, y'all. All right, hold on. I'm putting them in there right now, man. We have something else today. So there is the number right there. Let me see what y'all talking about, man. Let me see. I guess somebody probably feeling some kind of way. Let me refresh this screen real quick and see if he added more videos. There it is. He actually did. Let me share my screen. He sure did. He showed it from a different angle. All right, so let's check this out real quick. All right, now this is our first time watching it together. It's damn sure my first time, so let's, there's no volume. Oh, hold on, is it? No, there's no volume. So there's no volume. All right, so his wife is sitting in that queen chair or whatever. So she's right there. There's no volume. Just to let y'all know, there's no volume. So, okay. Let's see how this really goes. Yeah, it's really like, there's some over there. So it's probably like, let's say 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Now, look at the gestures. Do that seem sanctified? Can we just be fair? That's a disruption, y'all. And walking pretty fast, too. Well, we can imagine what the hell she's talking about. Oh, okay, so that's when he walked up. Where's security? All right, this Larry Reed, looking like, and I'm not saying that to disrespect Larry Reed, I'm just saying I thought he was Larry Reed in the other footage. But he walks away, right? I think he's calling some other people or whatever. Now, look, his wife stands up. Everybody stands up. All right, so now she walks back. Now, but look at the gesturing and everything that she's already doing. Now, look, she said you. So she pointed at him and then started pointing at his wife. Can we really, like, look at what she's doing? She was in the wrong. She was in the wrong, family. Come on. I'm going to have to zoom in. I'm not trying to take up for this nigga. But right is right and wrong is wrong. Look at her, because we're going to look at the other footage where you can hear her say, you and you. Look at her gesture. She point at him and then head towards his wife. Y'all got to stop this mess. I can't even see the chat, but y'all got to stop. That's exactly who she was going for, and that's not right. Check it out. Here it go. She point towards him in his face and towards his wife. Listen, where was she going, everybody? Where was she going? Somebody tell me where she was going. I really need to know. Who was she heading to? See, y'all keep doing that. See? All right, well, I said he didn't have to choke her, but she didn't have to come in there disrupting. Why is nobody talking about what the fuck she's done? I'm trying to figure, is this a feminist power or something going on here? He should never touch her, but she caused it. She put her hands in his face, you and you, and started and pointed towards his wife and started heading towards his wife. Who knows what she would have done? I don't know. Let me take, go ahead, Mike. Speak what you got to speak. Go right ahead. You on the air.
Hey, look,
I look at this just like how I look at when people say a rapper should have had security and shit happened. The only thing that I would have done different is, you know, you don't put your hand on women. It don't matter if she pointed at the lady. She didn't do nothing to the lady. Where's the security at inside the church? Where's the people that protect the pastor and his wife? It got to be a way. It got to be a different way to handle that, because all that's going to happen is he going to end up getting sued, or he going to look a certain way. You know what I mean, it don't matter if we don't like him or not. You know what I'm saying? We know the motherfucker is scandalous, and we know the motherfucker do a lot of shit that we don't agree with. But I know you're supposed to protect your wife, but you protect your wife by having precautionary measures in place, not going in there handling it yourself.
I agree. There's certain, he should have had security there. That should have, when he said get out and y'all get her out of here, that should have been their cue to get her out.
And you know what? You know what I say too, Mike? He really should have had security in place if they just got robbed. That shit don't make no sense.
I mean, he got police downstairs. You know what I mean?
It makes me feel like it make me feel like that shit is like a reenactment, man. Remember nigga on BET at night, that'd be like, and God. Remember that nigga? that's that nigga right there, man. You know what I'm saying? I know people will let, you know, your personal feelings get into it, but I know 9 times out of 10, most niggas would have protected their wife too, but considering that he just got robbed,
he
should have had precautionary measures in place, though.
Can I say something? All right, if you had a wifey, right, you and wifey out. If some random big bitch is just about to, you don't know what she's going to do, but she's barking in your face and about to go to your wife. You're going to, hey, hold on, bitch. Or something. Listen, the only thing I'm saying is you want to protect yours any effing time. I don't care what y'all say. People may disagree right now, but let that shit happen to you. You with your wife, some girl trying to roll up on your wife. Look how big she is. She ripping and talking. You're not going to let, I don't think anybody's going to let any female or any other dude run up on a fucking female like that. Not like that.
But we can't look at how big she is. That kind of ain't fair, though. No matter how big she is, she's still a female.
If you're standing there and the girl's about to attack, attack your girl, just come out of nowhere. You're just gonna, and you have the leverage to stop it. You just wanna stand back and let shorty attack your girl.
She's not coming out of nowhere though. Everybody.
Okay, so you wanna stand back and let her just. Run at your wife.
The circumstances that you're saying, if she was coming out of nowhere and she was about to cold cock her, that's different. But that she's not coming out of nowhere. They making eye contact. She pointing at the broad. I know what you're saying.
Right. So let her finish doing whatever that you don't know she's capable of doing.
We don't know what she's capable of doing, but I get what you're saying.
Here's the game,
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I know.
Damn, that shit is loud.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Mike. I'm not disagreeing with you. I know we're going to protect our women at all costs. Protect black women, no matter if it's another woman going after. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. But I feel like since they just got robbed, that shouldn't even been a situation. It should have been where security was handling that. That's the bottom line to me. Just like we say PNB Rock should have had security,
right.
I feel like this man should have had security too. And they keep him out of trouble. You know, he like I said, we don't really like the niggas, so, you know, it's whatever. But at the end of the day, he did the right thing.
And now remember, this is off the cuffs of the last time when he got robbed and he was making fun of him and he's calling her a fat beat, calling her out. So she got anger. You know what I mean? So I'm taking all that in because they was literally going out. He was calling her fat and all that. But while they was on live, I played it. So you don't know what
he's dealing
with. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I understand him. He could have at least grab her arms or something. Or, like I said, use your forearm to just pull her away. But how he grabbed her, how he handled her, nah, I don't approve of that. But
that shit is a catch 22.
I ain't let no lady run up on my chick like that. My chick, my daughter, my sister, my mom.
It's a catch 22 because if he wouldn't have done nothing, then all the women would have been like, he ain't shit. He let that blah, blah, blah beat his wife and all that. We know it's a catch 22. He shouldn't have handled that lady like that, though. But I know at the end of the day, 9 men out of 10 is not letting nobody jump on their wife. I get that.
That's a fact.
I get that.
Absolutely.
That's
hey,
all.
Man, you know, we hardly agree to disagree. So, you know, you might do anyway. So we're going to have these discussions.
Oh, no. This is just a conversation, bro. This
absolutely
ain't nothing but a conversation. We ain't supposed to agree on everything. We ain't
that's
just
right
shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right. No doubt,
oh, man. I just seen a fine bitch walking in the grocery store. Hey, man, this Brooklyn to Cali, man. I'm out.
Salute, King. You be safe out there, my G.
Salute.
One. Now, before I go to you, Munchie, just hold on. Now, listen, everybody. I just want to say, listen, only thing I'm just saying, okay, that's why, if anything, I'd rather y'all call, right? Now, because I'm just looking in the chat. That's not the same chick. Hold on. Let me look at something before I talk so fast. The only thing I do is just scroll down. Hold on. Let me see something. I don't want to talk too fast. I don't know how much stuff you put on there. But that is, if I'm not mistaken, that's the same chick, right? Ain't that the same chick that was talking about him? When he was live, no, it's not him. Okay, cool. Okay, if that's all right, cool. If that's not her, that's even more. I don't know you. That's even worse. I don't know you for one. You coming in raising hell for two, and the way your whole body movements and gesture is, you're walking up on me, you point it in my face, and you point it towards my wife, headed in that direction. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? When do y'all want y'all men to protect you? Let me know. Only when it's selective, right? Somebody tell, I need, again, this is my opinion. I'm not asking to be, for y'all to agree. I'm not doing that, because I stand on your square. Stand on it. You said, you know, Mike, they do know each other. Okay. Even they know. Here's the point. Either you know them or you don't. Does it really matter? Because her movements, her gesture, she was mad. She was disrespectful. She was disrupting. She took off. Hold on. Didn't she take off her fucking sandals? Let me go back to the goddamn footage, man. We have to be fair up in here. I don't know, man. Maybe it's me. I'm not looking to get nothing from this nigga. I don't know this nigga. I'm just doing right from wrong. I'm going to protect mine by any means. If I fuck with you, you my shorty, you my wife, you my child's mother or whatever. I'm not letting nobody run up on you. I'm going to hold you back like, yo, oh, so you want to fight and want to shoot the spare one? Well, you want to shoot the spare one? You ready? All right. Hand me your shit. Shorty, hold up. Fall back. All right. Give me. You good? You ain't got no knives on that? Let's get it. That's what I'm talking about. Come on. Nah. I'm not with that. All right, she got her sandals on. All right, she got her sandals on. But look at the gesturing, man. Like that. What is she talking about right there? Do y'all want to hear it? Let's go to it. We gotta be fair, man. We gotta be fair. I know I'm probably gonna lose some of y'all. It is what it is. When it seems like women are selective on when men supposed to protect the women. Men are supposed to put their hands on women. Men are supposed to protect them only when they're ready to be protected. But if they are, and they don't need no man, but when somebody want to fuck with them, they call a dude to protect them. Listen, it's so tricky. That's why it's like women are very confusing. I know damn right I ain't damn right ain't going to get no donations down. Y'all ain't doing it yet. Like, I ain't got kids, but it's all good. Everybody got their own shit to do. But y'all are confusing, very confusing people. And I love you. Nobody, you don't have to go through me first. That's just me. I'm going to hold you down. I ain't going to let nothing happen to you if you're in my presence, we out and about. That's not, I don't know what y'all talking about, family. I don't get it. And it's all good, but I really don't get it, fam. I don't get it. I really don't, but it's all right. It's all right. But you already coming in there disrupting. And what you expect, and you heading, what if she beat the shit out of her and she got hit in the eye, a one good hit done black in her eye? What the fuck, y'all gonna blame him? Insecurity. Lose, y'all. Lose. Why am I yelling? I don't know. I have to, see, I was good the past two lives. Let me bring it back. God, thank you for blessing me with life and opportunity. Let me get it together. Hi, everybody. Thank you, and welcome back to All Our Answers. Thank you very much. But I just want to say this. You motherfuckers are crazy. And let's go to the point. We are going to go to the minute marker of 1:30. Take it to 2 minutes and 02 seconds. Okay? Let's get on with the show. Okay? Let's go. Shit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray in the spirit, y'all. Loko shana ma 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 si. Loko bo shata ba ba ba. Ego shata ba. Ataba boko shata ma si. Loko shenema la shata ba ba. Ego shata ba 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 ba. Ego shana ba. Hey, glory to God. Now remove her out of here. Now move her out of here. Move her out of here. Amen. Come on, let's give Jesus a round of applause, y'all. Hey, yes, Lord.
And mind you, that time she's still standing over there in the corner right there. Y'all can see how the video was. She's still standing there saying, well, now remove her out of here. Security should have been on top of that. Security. Where are the niggas that were sitting over here? They're like, nigga, oh, nah, he got robbed. I ain't sitting over there no more. Them niggas used to sit right there. Remember the dude that was sitting right there, mad, quiet, with the book? He like, nigga, look, I'm going to take a few months off, bro.
Let's give these a round of applause. Let's give Jesus a round of applause. Let's give Jesus a round of applause.
Now she's already about, she's pointing at his face.
Let's give Jesus a round of applause.
Well,
while they take pictures and they want to be on social media.
She's still standing
the
over there.
Take the pictures. Take the pictures. Take the pictures.
See, her hand's already pointing at him. And you are, she's directing that energy towards his wife.
Take the pictures.
Not knowing damn well what she's gonna do. I don't know. He should have been handled her in that manner. I don't think he should have did that like that. Nope. I'm gonna keep saying it. He should have handled her like that. But the dude, I will have to agree on that. I'm not gonna let no female get up in my wife's face like that. I am sorry. I'm not gonna let that happen. I'm not gonna let it. Montrese, what's poppin', man? Montrese, what's goody?
What's good with it, bro?
Hey, shit, I know I done rubbed some of these motherfuckers the wrong way in here tonight, but I'm just speaking.
Hey, man. Hey, man, they know what they just saw, the same shit that you saw, that I saw, that everybody else saw, but act like they ain't see it.
Yeah.
I mean, she came in there on some bullshit. She was already planning on some bullshit.
Exactly what Kitty Cake said. If you let anyone run up on your lady, you are trash. You are pussy. You are all of the above. Y'all, I don't know what's up with y'all ladies in here, but I respect your own opinion. I respect it. You cannot talk about Mr. President and then scam people and use that as a reason why this girl can do that in the first place. That's not equatable. That's not parallel. It is not. That's why I said, do I respect his ministries? No. Is there evidence of him scamming people? Yes, it is. There's docket numbers on that. It is. Yes. Does that give that lady the right to go there and disrupt what's going on and talk with aggression, put her hands in his face and hands pointed in the direction of his wife and walking towards her in that manner? How can you equate that because of what he's done? Did he scam her? No. I don't know, man. I understand. You don't let nobody run up on your wife. If you would let anybody run up on your wife, you pussy. You don't deserve a woman. You deserve the sword fight. Go ahead, family, and I'm done on that.
I'll just say a couple of things. He didn't have to grab her like that. Like, that's the only thing I agree with. Like, he could have, you know, like you said, he could have put his arm on her. He could have stood in front of her. But the way he grabbed her. But the way he grabbed her was like, that's how niggas be grabbing their women when they be abusing their women. So that was like a whole bunch of shit went off in my head when he grabbed her like that. So
yeah,
ain't no telling what he doing to the wife at home. On the other hand, I mean, that's just me, but on the other hand, though, like, what the fuck? Why the fuck are you still there after getting robbed? Now, I know, and not to me, I feel like it was staged, but why are you still there? You got this money, bro. Go somewhere else where it's safer, because she wouldn't just be able to, you know what I'm saying, do that in a certain part of, you know, of neighborhoods. Like, it's not really safe where he at anyway. So those are the people that you're going to attract anyway. Like, she was already on one. She been planning on doing that. So why are you still there?
Yeah, that's true. I totally agree. He need to start making money.
I mean, if he got real estate, even though most of his money came from pimping out the church, scamming people, but if you got that kind of money, why are you not somewhere nicer, in a nicer neighborhood where there's less crime? I just don't understand. Why are you being a cheapskate? You ain't a cheapskate when you buying them Prada coats and them Gucci coats. So why are you being a cheapskate now? Like, that's your church. So why are you being a cheapskate?
That's a lot of aggression, what we're seeing. Hand gestures. That's a lot of aggression coming from that seat, man. That's a lot of aggression coming from that lady. And he ain't know she was coming. I'm just saying, ladies, this really, you know what, I can't convince people. And I'm not trying to, so my bad. Go ahead, continue. My bad, bro.
No, I understand why some of the women are in the comments saying what they're saying, because, you know, they're women. You know what I'm saying? They're women. So, you know what I'm saying? We don't feel what they feel. Like, when they see that, because like I just said, when he grabs her like that, I'm like, damn, I wonder, what do he be doing to his wife at home? Because he could have just stood in front of her, you know what I'm saying, and not let her pass. But it seemed like the people that was in there, they didn't want to get in, you know what I'm saying? They didn't want to do nothing either.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Now let's think about it. I just seen it just now. She is actually holding a baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I swear to God, this whole time, I didn't even mention a baby. As I'm seeing her get up, how she held that child, that is a fucking baby. Women, I think I need to block a lot of y'all tonight. I need to. And if y'all don't come back, y'all know me, and I'm trying to change. But the real me is coming out. I don't care if you don't come back. She's holding up a baby, yo. That is a child. A child. And you want to let you bitch-ass niggas will let the female, this bitch walk up on you holding your child? Y'all, I swear to God, for like ending this live. Y'all need to get out of here. I need to see the numbers drop now. I want the numbers to drop. I need the numbers to drop. If you feel some kind of way, go. Please do. You don't need to be here. Keep it moving. Y'all, women is crazy. If y'all don't think, a lot of y'all, not all of y'all, don't think logically. Y'all think with emotions. It's not about rationale. It's not about logic. It's not about compromise. It's about emotion. Y'all need to get the fuck out of here. That's what I'm going to tell you. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not ever letting nobody get close. That's fuck the wife. My child. I will kill everybody for my fucking child. Are you a nutty buddy? My nigga is crazy, yo. Man, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
I fucking a nutty buddy. Y'all need to go. I'm not taking it personal. It's just the point of I can't believe. Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe I am. Maybe I need to relax. Maybe I am. And I probably is. I'm just saying, when it comes down, because you have to understand something. When you listen to certain people's situations, stuff like that, that is your, especially if you have children. Like, I told you that the thing that emotionally gets to my blood and that makes me very sentimental and vulnerable is my kids. That really, like, that's something that, yes, that is my weak point. Yes. Cat is out the bag. So I'm just saying, if just as a relationship, you don't let nobody run up on your wife, man, especially she holding your kid. I don't care. She just came there to put her hands in her face. But she see her get up with the baby, and she is in aggressive mode. She is almost like she on demon time, and you heading towards my 8-month-year-old daughter and my wife. Are you kidding me? And I'm just going to let you walk by me. Whatever planet y'all living on tonight, whatever spaceship you on, don't come back. Stay up there in the clouds, baby. Stay up there. Just don't bring it over here. When do you want men to protect you? I said this quite a few times. When do you want us to protect you? When you're ready. Because y'all don't need a man. When do you need us? When little Nene is whipping your ass in the crib? You ain't got no brothers or uncles living in North Carolina or some goddamn way. Only thing you have is a side nigga you was fucking. Y'all need your help. You call it a man. When do you need a man for protection? When do you want it? I'm asking y'all. When? Nah, I don't respect that. I don't respect that. I'm not letting nobody run up on my wife, my girl, my sister, my mother, my daughter. It's not going to happen. I don't give a fuck who you are. You're not getting up on my motherfucking girl. I can promise you that. That's all, man. Mm-mm. Let me shut up, man. I'm done.
Hey, man. It ain't nothing wrong with what you said, bro. But, you know, it was just the way he grabbed her. That's what everybody got a problem with. But, I mean, I don't like the nigga anyway. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that was just some whatever. But I'm, you know, and I agree with Brooklyn and Cali, too. I get what he's saying, too. But I get what you're saying because by her having that baby in her hand, look, she came in there on some hood shit.
Yeah, off the rip.
Yeah, like in the, as soon as she sat down and she seen him come out, she was on some hood shit.
Say that to a damn tiger. What would the tiger and the pride do? A damn hyena just lurking around and they see a pride of the mama and the cubs. and they just even get remotely close, what is she going to do, y'all?
She'll kill her.
The natural instinct of protecting the child, that baby. Now, what if she really got close and just pushed her something the baby fell? Who knows? So you got to wait to see what she's going to do than to protect. So you got to just react after whatever is done. I don't get the logic, but okay. I hope you sleep good at night with that. Any last thoughts, Benny?
That's it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing. If they feelings is hurt, it is what it is.
Hey, it is what it is. It's their fault. Thank you, King. Thank you for calling in.
For sure.
And I just say this. I know this is... if you love to donate to the platform, I know y'all that I ain't donating. I can hear the nigga... I can hear the Jamaican doing the longest sucking they think y'all were asked for bread too. Like, I don't know, man. But, nah, man, if y'all would love to show love to the platform, man, please do, man. But at the end of the day, man, if you're going to protect your women, please protect her. I don't care. Yes, he's done the shit that he was doing to people. And karma do come back, serve cold. But what if something would have happened to her and the baby, y'all would have been like, well, that's karma. So y'all telling me y'all would be that evil to say, well, he should have scammed people out of their money? That's what I'm saying. Somebody let me know. I would love to know. He should never grabbed her like that. Again, I'm going to keep saying he should never did it like that. You know? However, when you're protecting your kids and that first reaction is just what it is, but I don't condone it. I don't condone it. I really don't condone it at all, but that's right. You have to protect those by any cause. And I know real women is sitting and listening like, you damn right. Talk your shit, Mike. Deep down, some of y'all is thinking, I'm not trying to be right, but that's exactly what, you know, the real women will get and understand, because there's no way that I would have let any woman get up on or remotely get up on my wife and holding my child. I'm sorry. Y'all can't have it both ways. So what, you don't like him? I don't like the shit that he do either. But I agree on this. He could have handled it better. But when you protect yours, that first reaction is that first reaction because you feel a threat, and that threat can't defend themselves. Nah, bro, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't go with that. You said, yeah, these women can't, wait. You're going to read about him choking his wife in the near future. I mean, who knows what's going on what's going on in their household? All right, let me ask a question. What's going on in your household, if anything is going on, right? If you ever had something going on with you and your man and he's whipping your ass or whatever, is that something that you should let the public know about? Everything that happens in somebody's house is none of the public's business. We know people business because they are making it public on their own. So we are giving our public criticism because they are making it their business to put it in the public. She made it. You don't think she knew that this was going to be on YouTube? You don't think she already knew this was going to happen? You don't think so? I really absolutely know so, because they shown that this was something that they was planning on doing. He probably didn't plan it was going to turn out the way it did, but she knew this was going to hit YouTube. You know, so that's all I'm saying. Whatever's going on in this household, that's their business until they make it public. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, right, he absolutely showed anger issues. Absolutely. I think you know, it's a couple of stuff from loose up there. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. I mean, no one's perfect. No one's perfect. No one's perfect. No one is perfect. No one is perfect. If we talking about morals, and if we talking about how things should be conducted, or how a person, or the right thing on how to react, a lot of women should not always talk like they can beat a man and act like a man. A lot of black women act like men. Black women is not the only. I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about my people. I'm not saying other races don't do that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about us. A lot of black women talk like they can beat up King Kong. Y'all talk like y'all been fighting in the ring with Mayweather for like 6 months training. Y'all talk with aggression. Get up in men's face with your hands, snapping your neck, throwing your hands in men's face, talking like a sailor, aggressively like a man. The majority of black women does it. Does it make it right? Or is it because of your background? Or because all my life I had to fight? You ain't the only one. The things that black men go through every day, not saying black women, I'm just talking about black men. We are the most targeted. Black women too, but our number is by a margin. Just our masculinity is a threat. Just holding a cell phone, we are shot 15 to 20 times. It's a lot that black men go through every single day as well, love. Does it make it right for us for men to put their hands on you? Absolutely. That doesn't give a reason. We have issues too. We have problems too. It wasn't all good just a week ago for us too. We grew up a certain way too. You're not the only one, black women. But that don't mean act like us either. That don't mean do the things that most of y'all do. And I'm choosing my words carefully because I'm not saying everyone. But y'all can't have it y'all way. Y'all can't do that. Y'all can't have it y'all way. Y'all can't. And men, it ain't right to put your hands on a damn female. Absolutely not. That's why it has to have conflict and resolutions. Sometimes talking to a black woman, you can't get through them. They don't listen. Again, I said some or most, not all. Don't like reasoning. It's all based off emotion. Whether the person is right, it doesn't matter if you're right. It's about how they feel in the moment. Everything else doesn't matter. A lot of women is not rational thinkers when it comes to conflict and resolution. When it comes to that, I'm not saying overall. When it comes to a certain situation of an argument or a disagreement or a quarrel, heated discussion, most or some choose to use emotions to override logic and rational thinking. And we use that emotion to justify their actions as if it was rational. And don't take accountability. That's what goes on to this day. How in the hell they can say it's been a saying for centuries? I'm going to shut the fuck up, man. I'm going to be quiet. But it's a lot that we all have to work on far as a black family. We have to. There's no conflict and resolution with us. Yeah, she don't even sound like she's not a FBA. He's not even an FBA, far as I know. But I'm not trying to differentiate at this point, whether you are tether or you are, or you are brother. I'm not differentiating none of that at this point. Not in this junction, no. Because FBAs go through the same goddamn thing, so I'm not going to separate ethnicity at this point. We all have to work on it. I usually go into my personals like I used to over the years. I'm not doing it anymore. I gave enough to y'all. I spilt enough milk to y'all. Y'all know more about me than I know about any of y'all niggas in here. So that's not happening again. But I can say through experience, I experience the same things with women. I am not perfect by far, but I make sure I try to critically analyze everything that's going on and it's synchronizing, like chronologically. I'm this petty, if y'all want to call it petty. If something's going on and there's a disagreement, there's an argument, there's a fight, I go by like 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't start by 4 to 6 to 1. What I mean by that is how everything transpired that led to this outburst of an argument. I go by what was said at the beginning, what was said literally after, what was the response after, and what led up. Y'all don't like shit like that. Y'all go by the reaction of a if you started something and you're not listening or whatever it may be, it gets to the point where we start to say things we don't need to say to one another. And I say something crazy, that will be the start of the argument. No, what I said was the reaction to what happened a little bit earlier. So let's start at the beginning. What led up to this point of me saying this to you? Y'all focus on the most disrespectful or shit that you take as disrespect as your foundation of why this whole argument has started. This is the rationale of women. Some women, when most or some of the times, y'all be the reason why it came this way, why it went that way, depending on what's coming out your mouth. Because y'all be saying some crazy shit too, man. All I ask for is accountability. That's all I ask for. Is accountability, and some of y'all know y'all don't have it. Y'all don't possess it. I'm sorry. Look, God made men the way they are, and unfortunately, God, I'm not being disrespectful, but unfortunately, God has made women in a certain way as well. Y'all can say unfortunate about men too. So it's always vice versa. I'm not just trying to throw it all on the women. And I love y'all too much to just throw everything on you. Nah, not at all. But we have to take this shit on the chin, though. Take it on the chin, ladies. I can just see right now if you listening to this and your man is right there. I would love to see the reaction right now. That's why y'all probably got this shit on your headphones. Y'all in the car, or y'all glad Charles is not around. Shit, cause shit hit home. Something really hit home, son. Word up. So I don't know, man. I really don't know. Well, somebody showed up. Let me see. One of y'all motherfuckers. Probably was Mike. I don't know. Let me see. Oh, Prita. Prita, shout out to my girl from Detroit, man. Salute. Shout out to all the women in Detroit, man. I fuck with y'all. Just one of y'all motherfuckers showed up. I appreciate it, though. Damn. But anyway, I'll be saying something up real soon, though. It's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work, but I don't want to talk too much, but I'm having a lot of stuff set up right now that I got to put together. You know, I just leave it there. It ain't easy when you're doing it yourself, though. I just say that. But I don't run up in my man face or nothing that crazy. I hear that. Now, don't run up on a man, period. A wedding. This is the wedding chairs. That's a learned behavior, Mike. Hey, a lot of things are a learned behavior. You know what I mean? A lot. That's why, like, my tough love and stuff like that. I grew up in a household where it was tough love. Like, you rarely heard "I love you." That doesn't mean you don't. Okay, Miss Lady, I appreciate you, sweetheart. All his praise, God, and his. Listen, I understand, sweetheart, and thank you in advance. I appreciate you, sweetie. You know what I mean? But I grew up in a household. I keep it a buck. You know what I mean? I always had a nice crib. Nobody could ever come to my crib and say my crib was dirty. My mom's made sure that house was like laced. Came in front. Nintendos. Like, we had entertainment system bars. We have a bar in the living room. We had it. People just express their love in different ways. So I grew up with tough love. Like, that's why I'm like this. So yes, when you grow up, you are is what was around. You know what I mean? I've seen a lot happen in my household too. Domestic violence and stuff like that. I've seen a lot. You know, and sometimes you have to, as you get older, try not to become what you've seen. You know what I mean? So it's a lot. It's a lot that people go through. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense too, Sexy Star. That's right. Absolutely. You should have called the police. They tell the police to come upstairs. Absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And I'm just going to say, not but, because that's undermining. I will say, however, the cops would never been there on time. Well, they could have been if when he said, yo, get out of there. The dude should have ran that shit and got the police. Or he should have stepped in. However, I don't think the police would have been there on time. But you have to protect yours at any means. So I'm going to give him that. I'm respecting on that. We protect your 8-month-old daughter. You can't, come on, man. I got a 6-month. Nah, son. But you shouldn't have a manhandler like that. You know, however, it could have got worse if he would have said anything to her. I mean, or if he would have let her walk past. Who knows? You won't think twice to let a potential threat get up on your wife and your 8-month-old daughter. I don't know. I just don't know where some people come from. I just can't do it. I can't let a potential threat get up on my 8-month-old daughter. That aggression and stuff like that. Who knows? You know, I don't think so. You know? Yeah, that's crazy. You know, she should never even went there. You know? So, only thing I say is, Miss Lady, you ain't giving up, huh? I feel you. I get it, man. I get it. I think I've been here long enough. I wish I would have been together on my... been tougher on my son. It's better for them. Well, I hope your son, well, you know what, let me shut up. But he's lying, dummy. Are you not watching the video? I mean, Uranus, if you want to call in, I mean, hopefully you are not like what your name is, but if you want to call in, you can call, like, if you want to call in, if you want to. Do you want to call in, Uranus? You can call in if you want. Because that's a lot of typing. If you want to explain yourself, no one said somebody was after his child. Evidently, you're not listening. She's holding a child, bruh. She's holding. Who said that her focus was on the child? All right, let me get you up out of here because I never called you a name, and I'm going to make sure that God is protecting me to not get out of character to call you names. But to not go any further, I would just block you. Thank you for your thoughts. Have a blessed one, Uranus. All right. I don't know, man. Let me see something else. Let me see something else real quick. I think there's something else I wanted to play, too. Let me refresh the screen, though, just to see. All right, so that's basically it. I don't know. That's just me. I'm not even going to say sorry. I just feel that way. I don't know. Just everything that, like, when you look at it while she's sitting there, you see the aggression. I just can't let that happen. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I can't let no female get up on my child and my wife like that, headed in that direction. And the gesture, I could see if she wasn't moving like that, she was just coming up just saying hallelujah and stuff like that and stuff. But the way, the gesturing and the aggression, that, and you headed in that, look, at the end of the day, the only thing I feel like is, you know, it's easier to say it than when it actually happened to a person. Let's see what they will actually do. It's nothing but aggression. There's nothing positive came out of that situation. It was nothing positive that was coming from here. Nothing positive. It wasn't godly. It was nothing godly. And when you look on her page, God-fearing or something like that, maybe I'm misquoting, but there was nothing godly about her coming in there disrupting. All of that was total aggression and disrespect. You could have handled that like a God-fearing woman afterwards. You caused a disruption. You came there to create havoc. And she was arrested. This video shows the woman going after my wife and Timofo's daughter to harm them and grab, and I grabbed her. You will also see that I never choked the lady. That's why she was arrested. So why were cops, well, I guess somebody's going to say he paid them, right? Video shows it all. That's exactly what she was doing. Look at, I'm going to play it one more time, then we're going to get off this. That's pure aggression. And you already disrupting the place. What is that? That's not a godly woman right there. She's interrupting, talking to the little tiny congregation that he has. She's sitting there with a baby. That's a girl right there. You can see the girl moving. Look, her arms is moving. That is a 10-month old. Her hands is all in his face. Look at, you telling me that is not aggression, right? Here's where the logic and accountability comes into some. And again, some don't take accountability. Again, I'm not here to persuade you. I'm not saying I'm always right. I could be an a-hole sometimes. I could take stuff, not understand it clearly, and just run at the mouth. I stand corrected on it. And I would take accountability. But this woman is doing a whole lot of what? A whole lot of that. What does that tell you? If that was in the street, in the hood, in the projects, what is that called? A threat. To Waka Tima that's in here, to all the Tawaka Sheikas, all the Anazes and Quantisha, huh? All the Shaquitas in the house. Say, hey, the Shaquitas, the Tabaras. The all you bitches, okay? What does that signify to you? Aggressive. Some of y'all bitches would have been putting y'all braids into a ponytail and greasing up y'all face like this. What? Kicking off your sandals. But anyway, you can't be selective with this. Let me bring it back again because I was talking too much. Look at what she's doing up in the bishop's face. You know, he's saying is yabba dabba do this and the baka. Yeah, he came up in her face. She's causing a disruption in your place. Can I come into your business and cause a disruption without you being angry, Shakrita? That's pure aggression. This dude should have been on it. The other dude should have been on it. She jumps up. She's holding the baby. He told everybody to stand up and start clapping. And that's what everybody's doing. So instead of everybody getting mad, cursing her out to jump her and throw her out themselves, they clap in the name of the Lord to override that negative energy. So they're clapping to override. Look at them hands pointing. And you, she's heading towards that wreck. Man, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, God is crazy. If I'm going to let anyone walk up on you in your minds, let's see if that happens. Let's see. That should have never happened. He stopped because she's still heading in her direction, y'all. Nah, I don't care how much I hate him. I don't care how much I hate him. What she did was wrong. He could have grabbed her another way. I agree on that. But she was wrong. If she was arrested, evidently this video proves that she was in the wrong. Either our eyes are deceiving us, or you just choose to not acknowledge what you see. It's either or. Some damn sandals, right? That's crazy. That's really crazy, man. So, I've been seeing set up. You know, I'm not saying it like that, yours truly. So please, I say this in all honesty and humbleness. What you mean a setup? Do you mean he planned it as well? Because I see people that probably said that it could be a setup. We can't put anything off the table. So are you saying that both of them was in cahoots? Getting arrested should not be a part of the plan. You know what I mean? I don't know. The woman was 1 foot away from his wife and children. I'm not sad. Absolutely. They came to be on YouTube. Well, you got what you're looking for. Yeah, she planned it. She wanted. Right. So if you're saying that in that way, yes, that was a setup from the female. They set this up. They set this up. Yep, not he wasn't in on it. These two set it up. It's Matt Lowe. he done changed the background and all that. The dude who owned that real church, I guess. But it's been closed down for a long time, though.
I would be ashamed. I have to give y'all perspective, because that's the
So you're not going there for anything good.
Here to protect them. This is good. They're just here. But you know, if someone claims they because I showed y'all, I walked all the way down there, I showed them the Canarsie Plaza that they just built a few years ago. Like, I'm letting y'all see the rest, guys. So,
there you have it. I think I've been here long enough. All right. Let me see something real quick. Where we at? All right. So, yeah, I'm going to think I'm going to end it on that. And, yeah, that'll be all. Yeah. I think that'll be it, man. So, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I just want to say it to everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to Bible Access Media. All right. This is Pastor Jeevas talking to you right now. All right. Thank you for the understanding. Next Sunday, you can meet me at Pastor Jeevas Pentecostal Baptist Cathedral on Westchester and Main Street. Okay? Everybody say amen. But I was in the back, right? And I was sweating. And Miss Mary, I just want to tell you, I know your daughter, and you see she's not sitting next to you. She's in there, she in the back. You know she's a little bit syndromic. I see her back there eating the pension. So please go get her. Anyway, since there's no money in the collection plate for this beautiful sermon that I've done today, I just want to say kiss my ass. Everybody have a blessed day. Pastor Jesus is signing off. Protect your children. Men protect the right. That's what I can see for you tonight. Peace, motherfucker. I'm out.